None other than Mike Kazi. See what's going on. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm great.
All right. So, how's your distance? Your distance learning going down there?
It's going great. It's going real good.
Now,
very good.
When's the end of your school year?
Sometime in June.
Sometime in June. All right. It looks like Massachusetts wrapped up. There is no more reopening of the schools in Massachusetts this year. Connecticut is going to make a decision on May 20th. Well, if you're going to make a decision on May 20th. That leaves about 10 days left for the school year. I just might as well keep them shut, but we'll see what happens. Strange way to end the year. Have you adapted to it okay?
No, it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just totally different. It's like when I have to do work from when I was sick and stuff and I was doing work from my home studio. It's just not the same. It's just not the same. But anyway.
Nope, climbing the walls, going stir crazy, need to get out.
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
And the weather's been so bad I can't even go walk.
Well, that's the whole thing. The weather has just been miserable. You get a couple of sunny afternoons and stuff like that, but other than that, it's been cold and rainy and showery.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
I took a walk. What day is today? I don't even know what day it is. Friday, right? I took a walk Wednesday because the sun was out. Instead of walking my 2 miles, I only walked one because it was so cold out.
All right, well, let's go to the sports and talk a little bit about the first selection in the NFL draft.
Well, didn't we not talk about Tom Brady?
Oh, God. I think that's pretty interesting about Brady, going in.
I think it's interesting the way that people are reacting to it.
I don't know. I think people are acting kind of good to it. Why?
Oh, I hear a lot of people on social media, which is the root of all evil, the Bucks had lost their mind.
What?
Because not only did they get Brady, they got Gronkowski too.
So why did they lose their mind? I think that just
they're washed up. They can't play no more.
I just think that guaranteed them at least an 11-win season.
I think that NFL football now is a win now and don't worry about the future type of thing. And Brady has one more year in him, and Gronkowski, with sitting out for as long as he did, definitely has a year in him. And the Buccaneers are a much better team this year than they won before. But the people's hate for the Patriots and Brady just supersedes everything else. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, all I can tell you is they went, what did they do last year, 7-9?
I honestly don't know.
Well,
I know they lost a lot of games that they were winning and whatnot.
Yeah, they lost to the Giants, so they had to be 7-9. but let me put it this way. I can't see them being anything more. If Brady stays healthy and Gronk is Gronk, guess what? That makes the difference, and they're going to win 11 games this year. Easy.
Well, Gronk, though, doesn't even have to be as good as he was.
No.
Because he was so much better than everybody else. So if he's 75% of what he was, he's still one of the top five tight ends in the league. And Brady's Brady. He can still throw the ball. He had absolutely no weapons in New England last year. Whatever he has in Tampa is going to be better than what he had in New England. And they're going to win more games than they won last year.
Yeah.
They're not in a great division. Who do they have to beat?
Huh.
So they'll be competitive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And in the NFL, all you have to – I mean, look at the 49ers. Was it last year? How they went from the doormat to going to the Super Bowl almost, or did they go? I don't even remember. But – it's that quick of a turnaround. And Brady and Gronkowski, they come out, they give the team a winning attitude, they win games, they have a good coach. Who says they can't win? And who says he's washed up?
Yeah, I agree with him. I agree with him. I think I feel sorry for Joe Burrow. He's going to Cincinnati.
Now that's death.
Yeah.
You could talk about the coronavirus all you want. Joe Burrow going to the Bengals is the death penalty.
Yeah, yeah.
That is... I feel bad for the kid. I would have went and played in Botswana before I played for the Bengals.
That's exactly right. I just the kid deserves better for he just deserves better. The Redskins made a real good pick though, Chase Young. He's an outstanding defensive player.
Yeah, I've seen the Redskins pick a lot of other good outstanding defensive players that turn out to be busts.
And the Giants, they pick Andrew Thomas, an outside linebacker.
There you go. It's like getting Ish Kapoya to play running back.
Well, I know why they got him. They got him to anchor the line, and he will start because they have nobody for that. But still, if there would have been fans there, they would have booed like crazy.
You know, we've been saying that the draft is a lottery, yeah, and you lose 80% of the time.
Yeah.
First-round picks, 12-round picks, whatever they are, a lot of them don't pan out to be anything. But I feel bad for Burrow because,
yeah,
I think he's a real talented quarterback with a lot of potential, but that's never going to come to fruition playing for the Bengals.
You know what his story is going to remind me of?
Who?
Old man Manning. Great quarterback coming out of college. Got stuck with New Orleans, a lousy team, and just had a good career. Don't get me wrong, but he never had a shot at the title. And that,
yeah,
this reminds me a lot of that.
Well, I don't know. You know, I can't. Burroughs is a great college quarterback, but that won't equate to being a great pro. No matter what team you're on, you still have to make the transition. But he has all the tools to do it. So, you know, see how he looks after 2 or 3 years before I would say that, but it could definitely be that story.
All right.
I would hold out. I wouldn't sign, but he's not that kind of kid.
I still think the Washington Redskins did a great job in picking who they would have picked, because that's the guy I would have picked for the Giants. He's a big, fast, strong kid that can play. He can even play in a linebacker spot. Well,
I don't like what he said, so I am not a fan of his. So,
all right. Well, do we have what else we have to talk about? Racing or anything like that?
Yeah, there's some things going on with racing. It looks like Churchill's going to be running in June. They'll open up their spring meet in June. Tampa Bay Downs has extended their meet to the end of the month. So there looks like they're starting to get things lined up. New York, who knows what's going to happen in New York. New York doesn't know the up from down, so you can't really go about what New York racing is going to do. And Keeneland's petition to run in July. So things are definitely different, but things are going to happen, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Because if New York keeps their hands in their pockets and their head in the sand, and Keeneland runs in July, that could really be like the elite meet of the year. Forget the summer, because the big purses, the short meet, the preparation for the Kentucky Derby in September, Keeneland can really turn out to be a world beater meet in July if everything plays out the right way.
All right,
and if it opens up, I'll be there.
Well, yeah, why not? Of course, you might have to you know, stay there for 14 days in a hotel room.
That's fine.
That's right.
I'd sooner stay in 14 days in Kentucky than forever in New Jersey.
You're not a member of the Jersey Chamber of Commerce?
No. I mean, when you have people in the state saying you need to stay in until next February, I am not a big fan of New Jersey.
All right. Anything else?
Because by next February, the virus won't kill us. Unemployment, poverty, and everything else will.
All right. Anything else in sports to talk about, though?
No, there is no sports.
I know. It's the weirdest thing being in limbo like this. Just absolutely the weirdest thing.
The only thing is, you know how I was telling you about the baseball games I was watching and whatnot? They call them classic games.
Yeah.
How could a classic game be a year, 2, 3 years old? How could a classic game be the Minnesota Twins playing the Yankees? What kind of classic game is that?
You know what classic game I consider a classic game? Remember the All-Star game where Pete Rose barreled into second base, caused a big fight? That was a classic All-Star game. That's when All-Star games were played to the hilt. How about showing just nothing but some great World Series?
Yeah, all 6, 7, 5 games, whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, you can go back. I mean, really go back in time to give people that really don't appreciate the game as it was. You could go back to the Pirates win the play. I mean, the Dodgers win the pennant. You can do a lot of things and expose.
The funny thing is, when I agree with you, when you talk to younger people about those games, the opinions that they have are so skewed, it's unbelievable. Because a pitcher doesn't throw 97 and 95 all the time, they think that they're no good. And they say, they look at the batters and they say, well, look at the way they're swinging at it. Well, yeah, there's a reason why they're swinging like they don't know what they're doing, because the pitchers are changing speeds up to 25 miles per hour. It's not like, okay, this guy's going to throw 95, so just let me gear up to hit 95. The guy may be throwing 92, but then he might throw a 74-mile-an-hour breaking ball and then throw an 86-mile-an-hour splitter. So you, when you got a variant of that much with a pitcher that can put a ball where he wants with the movement that he has, it's a hell of a lot harder to hit a baseball then than it is now. Now it's lock and load and swing away. That's why there's so many strikeouts. Back then, people got fooled, made contact, and grounded out and popped out and whatever. But it was an entirely different game. It was a thinking man's game. Today, it's a dummy's game. You throw as hard as you can, you swing as hard as you can, and you hope you hit the ball. But back then, when you had to adapt to the pitching, it's a much harder game to play.
Yep. I'm telling you, they would get the understanding when they see people like Roberto Clemente play, and like Sandy Koufax pitch.
There's a long list of players that were so good.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched Maddux pitch, and here's a guy, he's throwing like mid-80s, and nobody can hit him. Really? So all of Major League Baseball was terrible because they couldn't hit Greg Maddux throwing 85, 86.
And for the
I'd like to see these guys today try to get up and hit it with the change of speeds and movement. They'd look like idiots.
Yeah. And for the Yankee fans, they get to see somebody like Whitey Ford. They get to see Yogi Berra behind the plate. They get to see. You know, if you're a fan of a team that's been around a long, long time, you can learn a lot about the history of the team about just looking at the players that played years ago. And the difference of the game is stunning when you look at it from then to now. It's stunning.
Yeah, I mean, there was no shift. You pitch to the batter's weakness, so you don't have to pitch into his strength and hope he hits it to somebody. I mean, the entire game was so much different and so much better back then than it is now. It's ridiculous. But people think today's game is great. They like playing Stratego baseball.
All right. Well, hey, I want you to stay healthy.
I got races for them, man. I printed out races.
Well, okay. I wasn't sure. So, well, let's go. Let's go to the races.
We'll start at Gulfstream. They got one small overnight stake there for three-year-olds. Seven horses line up here. your favorite's going to be the three-horse, Dr. Post, trained by Todd Pletcher. This horse, excuse me, broke his maiden impressively last time out, only raced twice in his career. Last July 4th at Belmont, came back March 29th at Gulfstream. One of the criminals is back to ride this race. Irad Ortiz is back. And speaking about racing for a while, when you had the Ortiz brothers, Castellano, Navarro, and Service out of the game, all of a sudden horses started paying a lot of money. I wonder why. They're blaming it on bad racing. I'm blaming it on real racing. So I'm throwing Dr. Post out because I don't think this horse is going to be good at a mile and 16th. Two horses I'm looking at in here that I like are both sons of Hardspun, one being the one horse, Necker Island. This horse ran fifth in the Swale, had a bad, bad trip going 7 furlongs that day. Before that, won at a mile at Churchill. After the Swale, he went up to the Gotham in Aqueduct in early March. Another race where he was wide and 3-4 wide and wound up running fifth that time as well. Sitting on a rail tomorrow, I expect this horse to trip out. And at 12-1, I think this is a horse is a really, really good using in the exacta. But my top pick is going to be the 7 Attachment Rate, another son of Hardspun. This horse broke his maiden at Gulfstream going a mile, ran in the same Gotham, ran third that day, and was wide that day too. Both days went off at 3-1. He's 3-1 tomorrow for Dale Romans. Has some nice works prepping for this race. I think this horse is the class of the field, in my opinion, and is a definite should-be-the-favorite-but-won't type of horse, and will be my top play in what they call the unbridled tomorrow at Gulfstream. So 7 to win, 7-1 exact to box in the 9th at Gulfstream. Going to Oaklawn, real good race in there, real good payouts. One of my friends, he has won $9,000 there since last Saturday. Big payouts out there. The ninth race, you're going to have a favorite in here. probably Bobby Baffert's horse in the eight rings. This horse hasn't run it since November. I think this horse will need a race, and there's some decent talent in here where, that'll force him to really run an A game, and I don't know if he'll be ready for it. The one horse down on the rail trained by Steve Asmussen won his two races back at Oaklawn, ran in an overnight stakes second that day at 8-5. On the rail should trip out here, should sit just off the pace and make a nice little run. But my top pick's going to be the 3, Echotown, trained by Steve Asmussen. Has two nice works coming off a win on in the slop. It rains an amazing amount of time at Arkansas. With Oaklawn being one of the only games in town, I've just noticed that. It must rain there 4 or 5 days a week. So if it does come up wet tomorrow, this horse is even better. If in the dry, this horse gives a great account of himself, breaking his maiden in real good style with a 92 buyer first time out. So Echotown, the 3, is going to be my top pick. The 1, Little Menace, I'm going to use in the exacta. And I'm going to throw the 5 horse, Lycan, in underneath. Ingrid Mason's having a real good meet. This horse is very, very competitive. Ran against some of the better horses in this race. And I think at what should be a pretty decent price can make the exacta even better. So the 3, a 3-1, and a 3-5 is my play. And the 9th at Oaklawn. And the last race of the day would be the 10th at Oaklawn. It's the Carousel, $125,000 going 6 furlongs. 8 horses line up here. The 1 horse, Bella Fina, is definitely going to be the favorite and is definitely going to be a toss for me. Horse ran 13 times, has never won out of the state of California. Horse ran at Churchill's, run at Saratoga's, run at Parks, never won. The only place this horse wins is at Del Mar and Santa Anita. And this isn't Del Mar, Santa Anita, so I'm tossing Bella Fina. 2 horses I like here are the 6 horse, Amy's Challenge, 7 starts at Oaklawn with 6 times in the money and 3 wins, 3-for-4 at the distance, ran 5.5 furlongs, second time out off a layoff, was a little bit short. 6 furlongs is this horse's distance, training very, very well since February. Amy's Challenge is going to be one of my top plays of the day. And the 8 horse, Mia's Mischief, another horse for course with 5 starts, 5 times in the money with 3 wins, 11-for-12 at the distance. I really like the 6-8, 8-6 exacta in this race, and I hope they really go overboard betting Bella Fina, because I don't think that horse is going to run to win, and the 6-8 will pay pretty good. So a 6-8 and a 10th at Oaklawn, and sit back and watch some racing tomorrow. I actually think the sun is coming out.